From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Madison Conti. A newly formed Senate committee focused on addressing gun violence in Missouri met yesterday for the first time. Some witnesses spoke about the need for gun reform, like background checks and red flag laws, while others were concerned about how those could infringe on Second Amendment rights. But St. Louis Police Sergeant Heather Taylor says the committee should be focusing on preventative measures.
We also must start to focus on the things that make people commit crime: poverty, lack of education, a lack of accessible drug treatment. Those things are important because when we don't, economically, it causes a downfall.
She says in the last 5 years, St. Louis has had 1,005 victims of murder. The previous 5 years, there were 700. And that Missouri is failing to address systemic problems that create violent offenders. The committee plans to come up with solutions by the next legislative session. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt's office has not audited his compliance with conflict of interest rules, despite a policy calling for it. The office policy bans the Attorney General from accepting campaign contributions from anyone under investigation by the agency. Records obtained by the St. Louis Post-Dispatch shows the policy also calls for regular internal audits to ensure compliance with the rule. Missouri's top tourism official is out of a job days after a complaint accused him of excessive taxpayer-funded travel and improper acceptance of gifts from a state vendor. The Missouri Division of Tourism announced Director Ward Franz's departure Friday, but didn't say if he was fired or resigned. An October 25th letter from an investigator in Democratic State Auditor Nicole Galloway's office outlined allegations from a whistleblower complaint. A proposed ban on flavored vaping products won't go forward for the time being after the Columbia City Council decided to table the idea at its regular meeting yesterday. According to a Columbia, Missourian report, the immediate moratorium on the sale of flavored vaping products was requested by the Columbia Board of Health. The board is concerned about the dramatic increase of vaping among youth and a nationwide outbreak of vaping-related lung injuries. Kevin Everett is an MU professor who spoke at the meeting in support of the moratorium. He said only 11% of such injuries were suffered by patients who only smoked nicotine vaping products. In the other cases, patients reported smoking black market THC vaping products. Everett said there have been 5 documented lung injuries related to vaping in Columbia. Second Ward Councilman Mike Trapp said he wanted more evidence before he would limit people who are legitimately and legally using vaping products to quit smoking. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.